welcome to episode 7 of the Asia Business Investor Podcast.
Today we're going to Dubai again to speak to a real estate entrepreneur, this time in Dubai, which is actually perhaps the most dynamic place to be in real estate in the world at the moment. And her name is Shraddha Bharat, and she's the managing director and co-founder of Kashmir Estates.
Well, thank you for having me. I'll start with my first company, which is Kashmir Estates. We are a real estate brokerage firm involved in buying, selling, and renting of properties in UAE. Our main customers are corporate, investment, and fund management companies, and we've adopted a highly personalized approach in our business, which has been our key to success, as we are in a service industry which requires complete attention to our clients' requirements. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I bought a stake in my business partner's furnishing company, which is called Ashworth. Mm-hmm. We have 3 factories in India where we manufacture soft furnishings such as curtains, bed covers, tablecloths, etc., and supply them in India and Dubai. Since 2002, we have been one of the key suppliers to a major furniture store in Dubai. But in 2009, we plan to expand in Middle East and Europe. Mm-hmm. Also, we strongly believe in green initiatives as a company to save our planet. Thus, we are an affiliate partner of Marker Constructions, which is an American firm focused on designing and developing sustainable housing in UAE.
Oh, that's great.
So these are my companies in a nutshell.
Okay. Could you start by telling us about how you started these businesses?
Yes, I came to Dubai almost 4 years back. I worked with one of the retail giants here in marketing and sales division, which gave me the required exposure and contacts in Dubai. But being an honors in accounting and finance, I thought to work in a field which did justice to my education. Mm-hmm. And that is when I joined real estate. Mm-hmm. I worked with one British managed company as a sales manager, and thereafter with the German company as an international sales manager, which provided me the experience and made me realize my passion for this business, which led me to start my company in end of 2007, which is Kashmir Estates.
Wow.
I partnered with one of my known real estate contacts who's also been in this field for like 4 years now.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how it all started.
So what do you think are the biggest challenges for you in setting up your business?
The biggest challenges I faced in starting my business here was to find a reliable, sincere, and trustworthy partner. Mm-hmm. Time-consuming and complicated legal formalities which are involved with setting up a real estate company, and also keeping my startup costs low.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Is there something about business that you like in general?
In general, the best thing has to be the pleasure and freedom of being your own boss.
Yeah.
Harder you work, higher are the rewards. Ability to realize one's true potential as being an entrepreneur. It's a test of one's willpower, perseverance, and patience, actually.
Yeah, willpower, perseverance, and patience. I like that.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
What don't you like?
The stress of carrying 100% responsibility and liability towards your company, and the fact that it involves working mentally for 24 hours compared to 9-to-5 jobs, wherein you have a time you just reach home and, you know, you can switch off for the day. Whereas your own company, you're thinking about the company all the time.
Now, that's very real. So how would you characterize the business opportunities in Dubai today for entrepreneurs?
Most importantly, the tax-free environment, the low customs, open-minded foreign ownership laws itself opens a lot of opportunities for entrepreneurs in Dubai. Also, Dubai is one of the best geographically located cities in the world and thus provides the best export and re-export opportunities. Amid the global financial crunch, Dubai notched up a 42% rise in export and re-export figures in 2008, which is commendable. And it boasts of being one of the countries with highest GDP growth year after year, which proves the enormous buying power and market exposure for all kinds of products, especially luxury goods and services. Mm-hmm. Stable and healthy climate supports the freight business, whereas the political stability and strong government involvement provides a safe haven to investors and alike. Dubai Chamber of Commerce has emerged the biggest issuer of certificates of origins in the world, according to the World Chambers of Federation, WCC. This is one of the many achievements of Dubai as well.
Hold on, I got a guy hamming away in the background. Oh, I think it's finished.
Yeah. I have construction all over me anyway, so no worries.
You get a lot of construction in Dubai, I imagine.
Exactly. I mean, from my window, it's not a really good view, you know, because I look at the laborers working all day and night.
We got some construction in Singapore, believe you me, but nothing like the scale of Dubai. So what are the challenges in operating in Dubai?
The company formation laws here are very different than other countries, which can be frustrating sometimes and also time-consuming. Also, Dubai has a very diverse population with over 200 different nationalities, which can be challenging at the beginning for some people who might not be used to the multicultural environment. Mm-hmm. And traffic at peak hours calls for accurate time management. Also, the parking problems are experienced at almost all government institutions. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the rental prices being one of the highest per square meters is also a hindrance, and the availability of the same is another big issue.
What's the best thing about being an entrepreneur in Dubai?
Tax-free environment and 100% foreign ownership zones have to be the best thing. Dubai is also one of the safest places in the world, which is very important for me as I live by myself here mm-hmm. and work long hours most days of the week. That being a woman entrepreneur, it's also something which matters to me.
So what's the best piece of advice you could give someone looking at starting a business in Dubai?
I would say do a thorough research on everything, especially the people you want to or have to partner with. Save time by living closer to work. And lastly, keep your hopes and spirits high during those tough days, as you will realize in the end that doing business in Dubai is truly worth it.
Do you have any examples of the types of things you're working on or the types of projects you work with?
We work mainly with corporate companies because we deal with multinational when it comes to their relocations. We have tied up with some very big relocation companies in Dubai, and all these big companies helping them with renting properties for their clients. And at the same time, for investments, we work with investment firms from the U.S. as well, who buy properties here as a fund management company, and then later on, they get the returns in the matter of 6 months to 1 year to 2 years. Depends on the level of investment levels that they have.
Okay, that's great.
At the same time with the furnishings company, we are a supplier to one of the stores here. But in 2009, we plan to expand to Bahrain, to Kuwait, to Saudi Arabia, and Eastern Europe is something that we're really looking at this moment.
That's terrific. Finally, so our listeners yes. can learn some more about your firm, can you provide some links to your website?
Yes. www.cashmoredubai.com is my website for the real estate company. Mm-hmm. And www.markerdc.com is our affiliate partner's website, Marker Constructions. So that's where you can reach us, definitely.
That's terrific. Thanks for your time, Ashada.
The pleasure was mine. Thank you very much.
That's it for episode 7 of the Asia Business Investor podcast. I hope you found that interesting. We'll be bringing up some future podcasts and interviews with other entrepreneurs across the region.